Stark Disposition trading on Nancy Lester. That's LESTER, Lester Nancy, NANCY. Date of birth is 6/12/48. Date of visit is 9/26/24. Please make a copy for Anna Figueroa. ANA, Anna Figueroa, FIGUEROA. Anna Figueroa, PA-C. Next photograph. Dear Anna, ANA, thank you for sending Nancy Lester for evaluation. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 76-year-old lady who has experienced shortness of breath with exertion, has a prior history of hemolytic anemia, and atrial fibrillation with CHF. The patient has no cough but has chest tightness and orthopnea, and has had some leg edema as well. She is on anticoagulation for a history of pulmonary emboli. Anticoagulation for a history of atrial fibrillation. And her anemia has stabilized with the most recent hemoglobin being up to 12.8. The patient has no chest pains, fevers or chills, or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for myocardial infarct and history for permanent pacemaker placement. She also has had pneumonia, and she had a permanent pacemaker placed, and has had previous history of pacer defibrillator placement in 2016. The patient has had rotator cuff repair on the right knee, replacement surgery bilaterally, and she had a melanoma removed from her arm. The patient had cataract. The patient has cataracts, but not operated. There's a history of sepsis and removal of pacemaker. Next paragraph, allergies to allopurinol. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke. Alcohol use moderate daily. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of cancer. Cancer of the lung. Mother had a pancreatic cancer. Next paragraph. Medalist included Bumex 1 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg every other day, Eliquis 5 mg BID, duloxetine 60 mg daily, Synthroid 100 micrograms daily. Nebivolol, 10 milligrams daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, prednisone 10 milligrams daily, and sertraline 100 milligrams daily. Next, system review of the patient. Denied weight loss, fatigue, or fever. She has had cataracts, no glaucoma. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms, but has nighttime awakening. He has shortness of breath, no wheezing. Then has abdominal pains, but has heartburn. She has diarrhea and constipation. So no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or leg swelling. And they, no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising and she has joint stiffness, muscle aches. She has no seizures, headaches or memory loss, no skin rash. Next physical exam, this elderly white female is a lot pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 138/70. Pulse 18, respiration 20. Pulse is 54, respiration is 18. Temperature 97.2, weight is 150 pounds, saturation 99. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters. Throat clear, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered pieces, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart seems irregular, S1 or S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. The extremities will. No edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes, 1+ with no gross more. Left chest cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea, etiology to be determined. Number 2 is a history of hemolytic anemia. And number 3, atrial fibrillation and CHF. And number 4 is probable reactive airways disease. Next plan. The patient has been advised to use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. She will get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. And she will come back for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Anna Figueroa, PAC. Thank you. Let's talk to Suzanne.